This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Today at 6 o'clock, we're doing our live secret show. Cannot wait to see you up in there, up in Sonoma, the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. Oh, our third year back there. If you don't have tickets to that and you still want to check us out while we're in Sonoma, tomorrow morning we're doing our show live from there, and that is open to the public, and we'd love to have you there. Because you know everybody who parties tonight at the secret show and the pool party, they're going to be in no shape to join us. All right, this part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer. There's something that we're going to... You have your mouth so full. I won't ask any questions. So this morning I asked Bryn to get me... There's a supercut of Luke Skywalker and all the whining he did in the original Star Wars. Apparently he whines 120 times throughout the course of that. He like whines the whole time.
You mean when he's training or,
sure, I guess,
or whatever?
Right. Okay. Whines to his uncle, whines. So there's a supercut of that. Someone just pasted them all together, and we put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you have a little chunk of it for me? Some of those aren't really complaints. That's a question.
Yeah, some of those aren't really complaints. Yeah. They're just two words. But that's up at Sarah and Vinny on Facebook if you want to check it out. Yeah. It's funny here and there.
Well, it's cute. It's funny if you're a Star Wars nerd.
Here and there.
Here and there, it's funny. Oh, looks like I'm going nowhere. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
415 says, how can Sarah do a talk show for 4 hours and belt out karaoke and sing Jane?
Jane, you're playing the game, guys.
Pipes of steel. My voice would be done after 30 minutes, says 415.
You wouldn't. We've been doing it a long time.
Anyway, Jane is probably not working today because I mentioned
her. Right, so of course, but still.
She is on most afternoons here on Alice, and please enjoy her show. She's excellent. And you can follow her at Jane Picks on Instagram.
Maybe she's coming up to the secret show. A bunch of the people here are.
Is that right?
Yes. Well, they know what a good time it is.
Right.
So the staff's all like, hey, let's do a party up there at the Fairmont.
Sounds good. All right, here's what's happening. We'll begin with the global ransomware attack.
Yeah.
Here's what you see. It's a red screen, and it says, the hard disks of your computer have been encrypted with a military-grade encryption algorithm. There's no way to restore your data without a special key. You can purchase this key on the darknet page shown in step two, and it gives you instructions on how to find, get the key, pay them, and get your stuff back.
That is so war games looking.
This is the ransom. It started, Microsoft says, at a tax accounting software company in the Ukraine.
Oh.
And spread from there to 64 countries. The firm for...
Is there a way to not get this? Like, is it an attachment that we open?
Well,
or
one thing that Microsoft is saying is these are computers that did not update as they should have, the ones that have been attacked.
Oh, take the updates, people.
Patient Zero in Ukraine is saying, it's not us. We didn't do it. Of course,
Patient
they're
Zero.
Saying that. Funny. You know, it's, well, that's...
We're the first ones to get sick
with it.
They
were the ones. They got
it.
We don't
know where it came from.
Sent it everywhere. Anyway, if you're running the old Microsoft Windows, that's what they targeted, and it went all through Ukraine and then spread everywhere else, including the American pharmaceutical giant Merck.
Oh, God.
And a list is long of all the people that have gotten this. So,
watch out. The hackers are coming.
It's crazy, though, that it gets your computer and then tells you how you can get your stuff. Like,
right. It's ransom. I mean, that's the new thing. Hacking for a reason.
The actual instructions on how to get your stuff back, they say, it's please follow these three easy steps. Download the Tor browser at, and it tells you where to get the Tor browser, which I guess allows you onto the dark net. But all this stuff alone is unrecognizable to
the average,
at least me.
Yeah, no.
Maybe the average user. I mean, all I do is look up at news stories, occasionally look at videos.
Check your email.
I do my little bit of banking, some email. So I'm very barely on the internet as it goes. But none of this. These don't even look like addresses. They're... Look at this. I don't know how you describe this. It's not a barcode.
Oh, maybe they blocked. Maybe that's blocked out. Like, because they don't want people going there. Is it possible they blocked it out for the news story?
Why would it just be a block?
I don't know.
Well, whatever it is, it's unrecognizable to me. So that's the deal.
Maybe you have to cut and paste that with all those special blocks.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, there's that. And another sign that our lives are increasingly online, which makes that first story the one that brings you to your knees. Like, ah, we're so
dependent on this.
2 billion people are now on Facebook at least once a month. Mm. That's a huge milestone. They just announced it.
Congratulations, Facebook.
It's more than a quarter of the world's population hang out on Facebook at least once a month. I hardly ever even post to it anymore, but I still will look at Facebook at least once a day.
Oh, yeah. It's right there on my browser every day. I think it's my homepage.
But do you still post to it a lot?
Once in a while. Once in a great while. If I see something cute, I'll share it or whatever. I don't post too much.
I don't even have Facebook on my phone anymore, so I only look at
it janky.
On my laptop, and I barely ever have a thought to post. It's Instagram. It's the one. That's the one, because you take pictures with your phone, and then they're so easily and quickly put up.
Oh, and you can make it so that those also, when you post it to Instagram, it posts on Facebook, so you're sort of double hitting. You better not have the camera on me, Vaughn.
Why?
She's picking her nose.
Not
everyone.
Picking my nose. I'm blowing my nose and trying to clear it out. I was
you all right?
sneezing.
Put
yeah,
the
fine.
Camera on it.
You got a cold?
Zoom in.
No, not
Zoom
good.
In on it.
I don't think so. Just my usual morning sneezes in here.
All right. Anyway, 2 billion users.
Incredible.
Big piece of the world checking in on Facebook on the regular.
Yep.
So I saw this bumper sticker a while back. Gender is dead.
Oh.
And it made me think a lot because I was stuck behind them in traffic for the most part. That's
right.
Why. And I kept looking up and seeing it again and going, oh, yeah, huh. Gender's
dead,
huh?
Gender dead.
And I've always loved, different types of musicians where they sort of bend that. David Bowie's yeah. one of them or
Adamant or Boy George.
Boy George was one. I remember... I wasn't into that.
Madonna,
I was
Lady
listening
Gaga.
To a lot of punk rock, but I remember seeing the video and the way he dances to that first song in a sort of a darkened hallway, and you really were wondering, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Very ambiguous.
Well, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was that first hit?
Was it Karma Chameleon?
No.
What was it?
Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
That is it. Do you really want to hurt? Oh, maybe I'll karaoke that time. That's a good song.
You like that?
I do like that song.
All right. Anyway.
It's not the 70s, though. I was thinking the 70s.
No, that's totally 80s, but it does go right along with the book we've been reading.
It does. Is there a Boy George reference in there?
None. Nope. Anyway, there's an article in today's USA Today about gender, and some people get to mark X now. Instead of having to specify their gender. For the first time, state governments are giving residents the option of a third gender identifier, neither exclusively male or female, often called non-binary, but you'll be able to mark an X as gender neutral starting yesterday in the District of Columbia.
It's interesting.
When you get a driver's license or an ID card, you can mark X. A similar change was just approved this month in Oregon and will take effect on July 3rd. A bill that's going to allow Californians to be legally identify as non-binary passed the state Senate. And there's another one going through in New York. Now people are saying we should just have this at the federal level.
Right. People are people. You know, just people. I'm a human. I want to be H for human.
Well, and, you know, some are saying this is a problem when it comes to criminals, or...
Why?
Let me see where it... Because it's not just transgender people that can do... Like, you can't tell someone, you can't do that. Prove you're transgender.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that someone could just say, I'm, and then it would be hard to know which jail to put them in. It creates an issue, doesn't it?
Could, sure. That's interesting. Maybe we'll have X jails.
Oh, here it is. It's going to be a lot harder to accurately identify non-binary accused criminals in open court.
Harder to identify them? That's the person that did it. Oh, like how would they be addressed? Well, I don't know. I mean, well, we got to work all that stuff out.
Yeah, but it's going... Maybe through the states right now, and it eventually, you can bet, is going to be on the federal level. I think the percentage of people that are transgender is small enough that this should be a really easy thing to put through. It's not that big a deal.
Mm.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't really know.
How many people
would want to do it? Like, I almost feel like, wow, maybe I would just choose X. Although my name's Sarah, so that's a pretty feminine name. But if you had a name like Chris, why wouldn't you put an X? Because then if you were a woman, you wouldn't have to, you know, worry about someone looking at your resume and wondering, you know, oh, well,
I'd much rather hire a dude.
Because girls have that. I mean, there's, you know, for sure you feel like, oh, I'm the little lady. Hmm.
It's interesting that in the book I've been reading, Ready Player One, an identity has finally been revealed, and this person in the book specifies I picked that avatar for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because
it's a very interesting
I'm treated
one.
Much better that way.
Yep.
And you go, ah. Huh. So.
Sad but true.
For that reason alone, I could see.
Sure.
So
the average person might want to just mark an X.
Sure.
Sorry. Go on.
Millennials. They're the best.
Oh, my God. So great.
Yeah.
Hey, just look at Brent.
This article goes, if millennials get their way soon enough, we'll be dumping the English language completely and we'll just go by emojis.
Yeah, haven't we already? I mean,
over a third of people between the age of 18 and 34 say emojis and GIFs are better for communicating their thoughts and feelings than the English language.
Mm.
And it's not likely that they're alone in that. As people get older, they also find themselves being able to send a smiley face, and they're good.
Right. It is nice.
Here's a heart. Have a good one.
Right. Yeah, what you said. Love.
Right.
Bye.
I don't know. You know what I saw the ad? What did I go see? Oh, Cars 3. And I saw the ad for the emoji movie.
Oh, how? What does it look like?
I don't want to say... The idea initially struck me as so unbelievably stupid.
I'm with you.
But then I saw the coming attractions and went, oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cute.
Oh.
It could be okay. I mean, I don't know what to, you still have to see it.
Mm-hmm. All I can remember about that is that Patrick Stewart is playing the poop emoji, but who's the main character? It's not
TJ Miller.
Oh, it
Miller.
Is.
Yeah.
And he plays meh.
Right.
Meh.
But he wants to do so much more.
Right. He doesn't feel meh all the time.
So it's pretty cute. In execution, watching it on the screen, I thought, oh, it's gonna better. It's already better than I thought it could be.
It looks similar to like Inside Out type of movie.
Oh.
You know, cute and funny.
That's a good movie.
Sweet.
Inside Out was really, really good.
Excellent.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, what did I miss while I was on vacation? Is Vinny engaged or are they expecting another baby?
Oh.
Neither of those things are happening.
Did I miss something? Are you engaged?
No.
Are you having another baby?
Nope.
Huh. Hmm.
Here's one. I don't remember this.
What is it?
So maybe you will. Oh, of course
I won't.
You won't. Vinny, don't forget there was a discussion about 2 years ago about Yzette finally telling us about any performing arts job she had when Alice turns 21.
Was there?
I don't remember that either.
Can you be more specific, Texter?
Yeah, can you help us find that audio?
Because we'll have it if it happened on the air.
It'd be a great part of tonight's secret show if we can get that audio to play for her saying she would tell us the truth.
She won't know. We'll just say, hey, a listener wrote in and this is what they said. And they referred us to this and we heard it and you said you were... We'll just tell her that.
Don't you think it'd be better if we had her own words?
Oh, it would be great. I'm just saying, if we can't find it, we'll just tell her we found it. And Bryn goes, oh, I can't play back audio for it because we're here on the remote.
All right.
Just tell her that.
Oh, that's a good point, even though she knows I can, but.
Right.
She knows too much
text her, whoever wrote that, text us more info so we can maybe track down that audio.
Hey, really quickly, I have one more to add. Do you think I could get a birthday shout out from the morning show, from your morning show stormtrooper? Remember this guy? It was like April Fool's. We put him behind
Brian,
you.
Right?
I love that picture. It's great.
I'll hold it up to the camera.
You guys played him as a statue
we'd won a statue in a trivia question.
They set that joke up for like 2 weeks.
I know.
It was over in about 1 minute.
I know, but looking at that picture, it's so funny. There he is behind me. That's a dude.
Yeah, it's Brian. Happy birthday.
That was a neat moment on the show.
It was. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Lindsay Lohan.
All right.
And Johnny Galecki and more.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.